Downtown Manama, an area bustling with activity. With its glossy buildings, newly built highways and bridges, the authorities are showing the world a carefully crafted image of a booming country where investors can enjoy rights unparalleled in the Gulf region. But not far from downtown, in the Shia villages, there's another side of Bahrain, a place of where the majority Shia people say their rights are being restricted by Bahrain's Sunni rulers. This is one of the main strongholds of the Shia in the capital, Manama. People here are very critical of the government. They say that they have been discriminated against by the Sunni elite for years and that the authorities are granting Bahraini citizenship to thousands of Sunni foreigners to counterbalance the Shia majority. This is one of the most influential Shia clerics in Bahrain. He is preaching harmony and brotherhood between sectarian groups. But the divide has grown so deep that it will take more than sermons to appease tensions. Here, the Shias blame the government of fanning sectarian divisions.
You have heard the Ayatollah saying the Sunnis and Shias are brothers. But if the government doesn't interfere to stop the mounting tension, a sectarian war will destroy everybody in this country.
Eager to contain the crisis, the government uses a carrot and stick policy. One of the main Shia groups is now represented in the parliament, and this is one of its main leaders. Ali Salman was in exile in Britain for years and came back when the king promised major political reforms.
We have to tackle the pressing issues such as constitutional reforms, discrimination against citizens, respect of law, and of democratic institutions. We need more dialogue about these issues.
The Sunnis, on the other hand, are very suspicious of Shia hardliners. They are concerned Iran is fanning the tension to extend its influence across the Gulf. Relations with Iran are already strained after statements from Tehran the Bahrainis interpreted as interfering with their sovereignty.
We should not ignore Iran's growing influence. I told many Iranians that there is a flagrant contrast between their statements and their practices in the region. I told them, if you want to build bridges with us, dissipate our skepticism. Unfortunately, they're not listening to our concerns.
But in a country heavily relying on foreign investments, the authorities are trying to perform a balancing act, reducing the tension without giving in to the growing Shia demands. The Shias are also campaigning for a constitutional monarchy, but the Sunni political establishment see a danger in this. They fear it's an attempt to undermine the monarch and his absolute power. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, Manama.